And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, good to have you. And we are delighted to have also with us James McGrath Morris. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
James, why don't you tell us real quick what's going on this weekend?
Well, right now we're setting up in the DeVargas Mall for the 6th annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market. And we're becoming an institution here in Santa Fe. In the 6 years, 5 years we've done this, we've raised more than $130,000 for both groups here in town and around the world. And for those of you not familiar with the alternative gift market, it's different than a store. What we're suggesting is that you add to your holiday shopping list a gift that could change your life. And what we mean by that is you come in and you could buy, for instance, a pregnant goat that will be delivered to a family in Haiti, or toiletry items for somebody at the Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families, flashcards for somebody learning to read through Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe, all kinds of things, a bus pass to get a homeless vet to the shelter. And when you buy these items, those items are then used during the course of the year by the people in need, you get a certificate saying that you've made this donation that you can send then with a beautiful holiday card to a friend saying, in honor of you, Mary Charlotte, I bought a pregnant goat that will change your family in Haiti. So that's what we're up to.
And it really will change those people's lives. Do you know any of those stories?
Oh, they're abound. The most amazing story to me was that 1 year we had somebody come in to buy something, and they looked across and they saw one of the service providers, one of the shelters in town, and said, "You saved my life." And then they, of course, now in turn have a stable life, and they made a purchase and a donation. So it's a really exciting place to be. The mayor will be there this afternoon at 5:30 to open up the market. Special thing this year is on Saturday for 2 hours, we're having Children's Hour. And the idea is to help kids understand that there's more to giving than just material gifts. It's also another form of giving and to raise consciousness about people in need around the world and here in Santa Fe. So for 2 hours, we have gifts that are affordable for children. For as little as a dollar, they can buy a bus pass. For $3, they can a pack of seeds for the Many Mothers programs, all kinds of inexpensive gifts, and they'll learn a lot about alternative giving.
What are some of your favorites, and what are some maybe new ones this year?
There's a wonderful one that's helping street kids in India. There's one for safe haven for orphans, and yaks. How about that? Yaks in Tibet. It's not cheap. For $500, you can supply, but for $28, you can get a share of things. I think the thing that amazes me the most is that, you know, we know, for instance, of the important role of La Familia or the Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families, and many of us write checks for it. But here's a chance where you could actually give a toy or a coat and know that at some point this year, when a woman goes to that shelter because of awful circumstances and brings her child, not only will they have a secure place, but there'll be a toy and a coat waiting for her, which will remind her of the love of the community. So it's a really tangible way to connect with people.
I think it's very interesting because there's often these coat drives.
I mean,
bring in your old coats, and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, and you might forget, or you might not have an extra coat that you want to get rid of or whatever, and so this is like a step beyond that. It is making that available without you actually having to.
Sure. And the other one is we forget how many people in Santa Fe are functionally illiterate, and Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe is working every day. And in this case, you could buy a picture dictionary, a sentence builder flip book, bananagrams, which we play at home. Well, these become tools. Yeah, it's a sort of a Scrabble game.
Kate's nodding. Everybody but me knows what a bananagram is.
But my point is, these become tools in the hands of professionals, or a adult dental exam, or a well child exam through La Familia. These are really things that some point this year, if you come in and purchase one of these things, somebody's life will be changed next year.
You know, Max just did a segment before we went on the air about local food, basically, and different ways to access local food. And I think the whole concept of localism can be expressed and can be participated in a lot of different ways. And this is one of them. I mean, there are groups that also, I mean, you can give a heifer to a family in Kenya or whatever through national organizations, and those are terrific organizations too. But being able to do this kind of thing locally is really interesting and really important. And it makes you think, okay, so maybe what I'll do is I will give my loved one a pregnant goat for somebody else, and they will have the pleasure, and it really is pleasure, of receiving that sort of gift. And maybe I will, instead of buying them a emerald-encrusted garlic press for Christmas this year, we'll get them some maybe smaller local thing as well.
And the one thing that is unique about our market, there are gift markets like ours, somewhat like ours around the country, is the combination of the international and national. Because what we're offering people is a chance to give something, like you say, here in Santa Fe, but also to connect with projects such as providing a wheelchair for a disabled person around the world, or fresh water wells in Sudan. And the point we try to remind people is, yes, we've broken apart into nations and we have our local communities, but we're all part of the same world, and the needs exist beyond our border. Coming to the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market, you get to do both.
So tell us the whens and wheres and what
we open up at 3 this afternoon. Our grand opening with the mayor's at 5:30. We run all mall hours all weekend, so Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
We're talking
at the Vargas Center in the center court right behind Santa Claus. You can't miss us. It's a big, big area. It looks like a festival. And tomorrow, Saturday, from noon to 2 is the kids 2 hour, which is a special thing just for children to come in and be able to participate. And then Sunday from 10 to 6. So all weekend at the mall in a center court, we'll be there to greet people.
How have you done in the past?
We started off with one room in the convention center 6 years ago. My wife and I set it up by ourselves. And now we're up to our sixth year. And as I say, we've raised $130,000 in our first 5 years.
That is a beautiful thing. James McGrath Morris is an author, and he is telling us all about the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market. We will see you this weekend. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
And we're also going to make just a moment available to our dear friend Jason Silverman, who is the director of the Cinematheque at the CCA. He's a filmmaker, man about town, great friend of the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure to have you here, and we have a wonderful event coming up, the fabulous, famous, brilliant, and heartful Lori Anderson.
Thanks. Your adjectives are so good. I want your thesaurus. Yeah. Lori Anderson is all of those things. We're so thrilled to have her here. Back to the CCA, back to Santa Fe.
Yeah, so she's made a movie called Heart of a Dog.
Heart of a Dog.
And I saw this movie. We tried so hard to get her on the air, and it just did not work out. I was very sad, but the movie is just beautiful. It's actually one of those movies that you might want to go see a couple of times, and it has, among other things, a really wonderful rat terrier in it.
Yeah, you're a dog owner. I'm a former dog owner.
You're
part of the tribe, the doggy tribe.
But it's not just about dogs.
It's not just about dogs. No, it's about, it's about the ways we see the world. It's about life in the time of surveillance. It's about life's passages. It's about Buddhist teachings. It's about friendship. It's about a lot of things.
It's about her own life, too.
It is. It is. It was made at a time in her life when she was in a lot of transition. The main theme of the film is the aging and passing of Lola Belle, her rat terrier. And through that main thread, she weaves in all of these different stories and thoughts and observations. She's obviously a very wise, teacher and artist, and it's got her own music, and it's really a lovely film.
One of the things that so struck me about that film was that she lost her husband, the great Lou Reed. And this is a book about the death of her, a movie about the death of her dog. And Lou Reed is never mentioned and barely seen in the film.
Yeah. He's the last frame of the film is Lou Reed's. I think if you know that, you know that. And it gives the film an extra level of poignancy. Is it poignancy?
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Yeah. That's a noun, but poignant is the adjective. That's a good adjective.
Poignant, yeah. if you know that, you know, it makes the film even richer. But you don't need to know that. You don't need to know who Laurie is or who Lou is to appreciate the film.
So she will actually be here in Santa Fe with us?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get her at the airport now.
Oh, great. So when can we be at the CCA and encounter...
So Laurie is going to be at the 7 p.m. shows tonight, Friday, and tomorrow, Saturday. The main theater is now sold out. So we've opened up the smaller theater and are going to simulcast her introduction and onstage interview. And it's all a benefit for the CCA. We're in the, you know, like all nonprofits, we're in our annual appeal moment. So you know, we're raising the money to keep us moving forward. It's been a great period of time for the CCA. The last 6 or so years have been really a great growth time for us. And so this is an amazing moment. So we'd love to have the community support come out and see Laurie Anderson. The film is actually playing in regular release, more than just the 2 screenings that Laurie will be here. It's playing 5 times a day. We had sneak previews last night that were well attended. We had our first repeat customers. A couple people came to the first screening at 6:45 and just decided to stay and watch it again.
Yeah, I'm saying it really, it's a kind of, it's a movie, but it's also a kind of artwork that you just want to take in again.
Yeah, you know, there's this whole tradition of the essay poem film in American cinema, and it's kind of fallen out of favor these days, and this is what that is. It's a story of, you know, it's a diary in some ways. It's diary entries that are linked together with these greater themes, and really beautifully. She shot a lot of it on her iPhone. She shot it over a long period of time. She did her own animations and her own artwork. She made her own music. It's really a handcrafted film. It's her film.
Jason Silverman is the director of the Cinematheque at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, on Old Pecos Trail, right near the Children's Museum in Santa Fe. Number is 982-1338, ccasantafe.org. Jason, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure, Mary Charlotte. Thank you.
All right, so that was speaking of all kinds of things, speaking
yes.
of the arts, and now Kate Nelson, we're finally down to it. There's just so much to do at this time
of
year.
It's amazing. Tonight at the History Museum in the Palace of the Governors, we're having our annual Christmas at the Palace event from 5:30 to 8 p.m. This is a lovely community-based event. We see people come back year after year, and I guess some of them used to be the children on Santa's knee, and now they have their children they're coming in with. We'll have music inside the palace, Schola Cantorum, High Desert Harps, the Suzuki Kids, and a trio, a string trio from the New Mexico School for the Arts. Santa will be holding court in the palace courtyard, and we'll have hot cider, cookies, piñatas, all that kind of fun stuff. And then on Sunday, we want everyone to come back and join us for Las Posadas on the palace. If you gather near the palace about 5:30 p.m., you can join the procession of Joseph and Mary as they search for an inn, and rooftop devils will be heckling them and sending them on their way. And we finish in the courtyard with hot cider, cookies, and everyone will be singing carols. It's all free. It's our treat to the community.
Excellent. That sounds like a wonderful event. I would like to tell people about the presentation by and a book launch by Donald Levering. Donald Levering is one of, in my opinion, the best poets in the state, certainly in the city. He's a fantastic poet, and his new book, published by Red Mountain Press, is Coltrane's God. He's being introduced by John Macker. He's at Teatro Paraguas this Sunday at 5 o'clock, reading, book signing, refreshments. You can make donations to the theater if you like. And what they wrote is, love of music and honor for musicians are at the heart of Coltrane's God. Among the players in his joyful tribute to the language of emotion are a street busker, wailing laments in the rain, a choir boy with a changing voice, itinerant fiddler, romping barrel house piano players, and a woman singing scat in a tram tunnel. So Donald Levering, great poet, this Sunday at Teatro Paraguas, once again at 5 in the afternoon.
There's a great story on him in today's Pasa Tiempo, many reasons to pick up a Santa Fe New Mexican today. Tonight in the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Art, it's Educate Your Ear, a winter concert with Oliver Présent and the Santa Fe Community Orchestra. He will be talking about and then they will be performing Stravinsky's Firebird. Big change of pace from all the Christmas music that we've been hearing. This is a free event, 7 p.m. in the St. Francis Auditorium. So come and to do Christmas at the Palace for a little bit and then run across the street to the Museum of Art and have some more fun over there.
Excellent. This coming Saturday, that's tomorrow, is a Christmas celebration at Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. From 4 to 7 is a tour of the sanctuary. Meditation while waiting for the dark, lighting a candle on each of the live trees. There's the older doggies all walking around and basically watching the magic. So that is at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, which is an elder care facility for dogs, horses, and poultry. It's on Highway 14. There will be signs down there for more information, kindredspiritsnm.org. And if I haven't said it before, it's just a wonderful place, and it sounds like a really kind of magical event.
And you get to play with the dogs while you're there?
Oh, yeah. They're such wonderful dogs. I mean, they take in dogs that are not necessarily really adoptable.
Yeah.
They're old. Some of them have special needs. And what happens is when they come into the sanctuary, sometimes they've had hard lives and they have to kind of go through that period of adapting and realizing they're safe.
Mm.
And that takes some time. And once the dogs realize they're safe, they become the most beautiful, happy, grateful, friendly, loving dogs. Some of them are more outgoing than others, of course. Some of them are very, very quiet. But it really is one of the most magical places.
It's
around.
Really interesting when you see a dog come into their true self.
Yeah.
It's kind of terrific.
Like all of us.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a sweet way of looking at it. If you want to get out of town for a neat event, this Saturday evening at the Jemez Historic Site, they're doing their annual Light Among the Ruins. They put out, I don't know, at least 1,000 farolitos lining the walls of the ruins out there. They'll have native dances and songs being performed between bonfires, Pueblo food and art available for purchase. If you don't want to deal with the traffic on the way up there at Jemez Spring Park, you can get on a wagon ride and take it up to the site. It's another free event, great for kids, and it's just a really magical way to experience Jemez Historic Site.
Excellent. And this is not this weekend, but next weekend, but keep your eyes open for the Nutcracker performed by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. You might want to get your tickets now because that's a big, wonderful holiday event.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
Well, for anyone out there who is, I'm not one, Warehouse 21 is having a Star Wars pre-launch party all weekend long, 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're asking you to dress as your favorite character and bring your lightsaber because we haven't used ours in a while. They'll have a stop-frame animation workshop, which does sound fascinating. Lightsaber duels, talks on the making of Star Wars films, and all of that. If you want to know more, it's at Warehouse 21, 989-4423.
There is a Christmas concert tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue. Coro de Cámara presents stirring sacred music along with popular holiday favorites. It's called Gaudete. I don't know if it's a Spanish pronunciation or I don't know. But anyway, a joyful Christmas concert. There is a suggested donation. And that's a wonderful place, the First Presbyterian Church, to go hear music.
They do a lot of good for music here in town. Over at Loretto Chapel tonight, Sunday, and Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble will present a 35th anniversary program in which they'll perform what they performed at their first performance, and that's Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, one of my favorite suites of songs. As well, The Stork by Gerald Neer, Winter Solstice by Paul Carey. I think you need a ticket for it, so go to ticketsantafe.org or call 988-1234.
There is a holiday reading at Collected Works on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and this is an annual event. It happens, I don't know how many years it's been going on, but it's the Collected Works Holiday Players. Allie McGraw,
yay,
Bob Martin, Carol McGiffin, Jonathan Richards, and a special guest. I can't believe they're not telling me this, telling us who a special guest is.
Is it you? Is it you?
No. It's their seventh annual reading of holiday stories and poems at Collected Works Bookstore, and that's Thursday, the 18th. Okay, now hang on a second.
What?
It's telling me Sunday the 13th at 3 o'clock and Thursday the 18th at 6 o'clock. Which is true, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. I will check on that, and you go ahead with something else, and I'll try to find out what
you're doing. Also at CCA this weekend, Saturday at 11 a.m., the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival is presenting Son of Saul. It won the 2015 Cannes Film Festival's Grand Prix Award, one of the most highly acclaimed and talked about films this season. And this is its regional debut. It's a film told from the perspective of Saul Auslander, a prisoner and member of the Sonderkommandos at Auschwitz. It's seen solely through his eyes. You're immersed in his reality. This sounds like a very, very powerful film. Saturday, 11 a.m. at CCA, and that's 982-1338.
And the Collected Works Bookstore Holiday Players event is on Sunday, December 13th at 3 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, proofread your press releases.
Oops.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I've been in that boat before.
On both sides of that boat.
Exactly. Hey, there's a lot of other holiday fairs to go to this weekend. Saturday and Sunday at the History Museum, the Young Native Artists Winter Show, these are children and grandchildren of the Poor Tall Artisans, will be showing and selling their work from 9 to 3 p.m. Out on the IAIA campus, it's the annual holiday market. They're having something like 40 artists selling at that one. And then on Sunday at CCA, co-hosted by the Santa Fe Reporter, it's the first ever Holiday Makers Market. They've pulled together 40-plus New Mexican makers and artisans. They'll have pottery, ornaments, cards, clothing, all kinds of great stuff. Santa, they'll show a Christmas story. They'll have a food truck there, cheesemongers, American pie, all kinds of neat stuff like that. And that's 1 to 5 on Sunday. Finish your Christmas shopping this weekend, folks.
Yeah, between that and alternative gift market.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking how many coats I bought for myself in my life that just went into my closet, didn't change my life. And the notion that the next coat I buy could change someone's life.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. And for those of us who, you know, maybe have been lucky enough to, over the course of our lives, have more we need, think about it.
Yeah.
And for those who have not had enough, you know, let's try to balance things out.
Who can't spare $25?
Yeah.
Maybe
somebody can't spare $25. And for those people, go to the alternative gift market.
There you go.
Okay, here is annual Guadalupe Art Show 2015 at Eye on the Mountain Gallery. The opening night is tomorrow night. It's from 5 to 9, and it's a group art show on the theme Guadalupe. It can be modern or traditional. The art can be abstract, colored, painted, sculpted, whatever. And it was a great event last year. Should be another great event this year. Eye on the Mountain is at 614 Agua Fria Street here in Santa Fe.
Lovely. Here's another great family event. Thank you for this one, Teatro Paraguas. They're doing a musical piñata for Christmas this weekend and next. And their evening performances Friday and Saturday, matinees on Saturday and Sunday. It's a festive bilingual evening, live music, carols, comedy. They've pulled together a version of Las Posadas. They're going to tell a little play, El Milagro de Nochebuena. There'll be dancers and kid dancers. They'll do a piñata up on the stage. It just sounds like a wonderful thing if you've got family in town. Take them over to a musical piñata for Christmas. You can call for more information, 424-1601.
Never mind. This one was last week, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Okay, no good. But we do have something which is very important, and you're going to do the drum roll and tell us what you think is coming up. Cat of the week. It's true. This week's featured cat is Safira.
Ooh.
She's still a little shy. It's a great name. She's still a little shy, but very sweet and playful, and she will make a wonderful kitty companion. She's a beautiful girl with a short white and gray coat and a gray saddle mark on her back. And she's a little two-year-old kitty. If you're interested in adopting Safira, you can call 505-316-2281 for more information. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can go to the Felines and Friends website, which is fandfnm.org, and all the kitties up for adoption are there.
I think someone needs a cat for Christmas.
Yeah, you know, make sure that you're not getting yourself into trouble, like giving a cat to someone who's allergic to them or whatever. But
someone who's ready to take care of another being.
Someone who's ready to take care of another being. And they have a lot of young adult cats. It's a nice age to adopt a cat because you'll have that cat for a long time. It'll be a great companion.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can also visit the cats at Petco in Santa Fe Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4. And Tecatoo in Sambusco the first Saturday of every month. I guess that wouldn't be till January. Prosperous Pets and Xanadu Jackalope are also taking their kitties. So, lots to do with Felines and Friends.
One of my friends just lost a cat she'd had for years and years, and her sorrow is such a testament to how these animals entwine their lives around ours.
I know.
This Saturday, out at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus, they're performing Frank Sinatra at 100. The Faculty Jazz Quartet will recreate classic Sinatra recordings. They'll be joined by the Contemporary Music Program students. And there will also be a special mystery guest, another mystery guest, who will be a Sinatra singer. It's a free event, 7 p.m. on Saturday, out at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus. If you go to santafeuniversity.edu, you'll get the lowdown.
Excellent. And you have already talked about the Santa Fe Community Orchestra.
Yes.
So that is it's a wonderful organization. There is, gee, how surprising, another animal event. And this is the Tecatoo Santa Fe Pet Boutique is hosting a holiday event tomorrow, December 12th, in honor of its 20th year in business and as Tecatoo's Happy Paws L Days. Oh, dear. Celebration in Sambusco Market. There's adoptions from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter from noon to 3, and then it continues at 5 with food, drinks, carolers, free samples, discounted items, and all that stuff till 7 o'clock at a raffle to benefit the shelter, and a blanket and towel drive for the shelter's homeless animals. That's another thing. If you've got a bunch of sort of dead or holy blankets and towels, bring them in. They're always useful for the animals.
Good to know. Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m. up on Museum Hill, it's the Winter Traditions Celebration. So there'll be lots of Native American dancing, hands-on activities. I'll bet you they'll have refreshments there. Another free event at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and the Folk Art Museum.
Excellent. And let's see. We got a note from Robert De Leon. Fine Art invites you to attend Christmas in Santa Fe Fine Art Show benefiting the youth group of the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis de Assisi. And that is tomorrow at La Fonda Hotel in the exchange room. Doors open at 10 o'clock. And there's an artist reception from 5 to 10 o'clock in the morning. And then from 5 to 7 in the afternoon, evening, there is an artist reception with Robert De Leon.
There's a book launch on Sunday at the Santa Fe Public Library, the one downtown. At 3 p.m., Bruce Berlin will be talking about his new book, Breaking Big Money's Grip on America, Working Together to Revive Our Democracy. This is an urgent call for all Americans to focus attention on the huge sums of money unjustly influencing U.S. elections and public policy. It's free. You can go to breakingbigmoneysgrip.com for more.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
there is a Tellington Touch workshop for you and your dog. Help your dog become more calm and focused, feel more safe and confident in everyday life. That's Saturday tomorrow from 12:30 to 4:30 at Lucky Dog Daycare at 1124 Calle La Resolana. And for more information, amazingdogssantafe.com, or you can call 982-1583. It seems like all I'm doing is animals today, but, you know, they write to us, and it's
well,
important.
There you go. If people want to know more about music, when you pick up that Pasa Tiempo, there's a great roundup of all the Christmas music that'll be happening in Santa Fe over the next couple of weekends. Our friends over at the Santa Fe Botanic Garden have their Glow event going on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 5 to 8 p.m. through Christmas Eve. So they've got these great light shows going on out there. I like going in part because I love studying gardens in winter when you can see the bones, the architecture of the plants. And that's just a neat time of day to be out there. Another great thing to take your out-of-town guests to, SantaFeBotanicalGarden.org. We'll give you more information.
And Axel Contemporary has an ongoing show called Advent. And we talked about it last week, but I just want to talk about it again because it goes on. It's a walk-in Advent calendar that reveals a new mixed media image or event each day in different locations over town. So it's based on this idea of the Advent calendar, which is the daily calendar where you open a little door and there's a...
candy.
Yeah, candy or something. Well, or, you know, did you have advent calendars as a kid?
We did, but they didn't have candy. They had a picture.
Yeah, a little picture, but they were magical.
Very sweet.
Yeah, and so the Axel Contemporary is having an art advent calendar, and for more information about where the Axel truck is, because it's a mobile art gallery in an old Twinkie truck, Axel Art, AXLEART.com.
Neato.
Oh, my
goodness. I hear music.
It's time to go. Don't forget, the Metamorphosis Documentation Project is having their sale at... It's a Christmas sale of objects from Latin America that benefits the Metamorphosis Documentation Project, and it is going on at St. Francis Hotel, and I think this is the last weekend. I think it goes on through Sunday, but... chance to find beautiful things there as well. Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. It's always great to have you on the air. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
For being with us.
See everyone tonight at Christmas at the Palace.
Christmas at the Palace, indeed, is tonight. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. And thanks to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. After that, jazz. Thanks to Nick Appalucci for engineering today. He always does such a fabulous job. And thanks to the whole KSFR team. They are with us here 24/7, 365. Have a wonderful weekend. Hasta la vista, everybody. Ciao.